USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Pfizer booster shots will bring the COVID pandemic to a close. She calls it an important first step. Those over 65 who have received two Pfizer shots are eligible for the boosters. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says multiple states are ready to put booster shots in arms.
Colorado, along with New York, Ohio, and other states across the country are ready to activate large vaccination centers to get shots in arms as quickly as possible.
The Buoff Law Firm in Tampa Bay is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the whereabouts of Brian Laundry. The Florida man is wanted in connection with the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito, on a cross-country road trip. Anyone with information is asked to call the FBI. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The clock is ticking regarding a new agreement to raise the debt ceiling.
The federal government could default on our debt for the first time in American history come next Friday. Lawmakers have drawn lines in the sand. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
They want to tax, borrow, and spend historic sums of money without our input. They'll have to raise the debt limit without our help.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
How heartless can you be? You voted to spend these monies because of COVID. It's a valid reason. And now you don't want to pay for it.
America's debt is currently well over $28 trillion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal appeals court in Atlanta will take up Georgia's abortion law. Friday's hearing comes after the state's new abortion rule was struck down last summer. A measure passed by state lawmakers in 2019 outlaws most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
More than 36 House Republicans are signing on to a resolution urging the Biden administration to fully enforce federal immigration laws. This is in response to the illegal immigrant surge in Del Rio, Texas, which is Congressman Tony Gonzalez's district. The resolution asks for a return to the Remain in Mexico policy, which keeps asylum seekers south of the border while their claims are processed. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, speaking on the Senate floor, says finally Democrats are paying attention to the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
But finally, our Democratic colleagues seem to be paying some attention. Over the last several days, more than 15,000 migrants, primarily Haitians, have arrived at Del Rio, Texas, a town of about 35,000 people. These migrants have set up camp under the International Bridge. And Border Patrol, state, and local officials have been working around the clock to ease the humanitarian crisis.
New home sales are rising faster than expected. Government figures show sales of single-family homes rose 1.5% in August to an annual rate of 740,000 units. It's the second consecutive monthly increase despite high prices and tight supply. The median price of a new home sold last month was just over $391,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.